You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. This is Jane Theresa Anderson, and today we have Nina on the line. Hello, Nina.
Hi, Jane. A couple of days ago, I dreamed that I was cleaning my house, and I find the toilet a little dirty. I'm surprised that my family is using the toilet, and more surprised that they haven't said anything to me about it. Now, there's a big toilet seat leaning against the toilet cistern, and I wonder, like in my mind, I wonder what it's there for. Now, I pick it up, and I put it in the bath, and I start washing it. Then the dream changed scenario that I'm walking with my daughter's boyfriend, and he's holding me, and we're laughing, and we're having fun. And it feels good to me. We walk into the shop, and the shop assistant looks at us, and I say, smiling, that I'm just his girlfriend's mother. And now he sees a nice blue shirt with a print on it, and he buys it. Then I remember that I have to pick up my daughter from school, except I don't quite remember what time she finishes. We get to school, and my daughter is sitting outside with her teacher and other students. I call out to her, and she walks downstairs to meet us. And she tells me that she's cold, but it wasn't cold upstairs. And I noticed that she's wearing only a singlet top, and she was naked from waist down. And I took out a top and a skirt, and I put it on her. And I tell her that, yes, it is quite breezy down here. And then when she was dressed, I said to her, now it's better now. You know, now that you've got some clothes on, it's better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't want to be showing these. And at the same time, I'm thinking that, you know, some little girls are quite shy to, you know, show themselves off like that, but not my daughter. And I'll wake up.
Mm. And how old was your daughter in the dream?
She's 6 years old.
6 years old. And you know the blue shirt that the boyfriend bought in the middle of the dream?
Huh?
What kind of personality would that shirt denote? You know, someone wearing that shirt, how would you see them?
Oh, quite... I don't know, maybe spunky?
Spunky?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. And his personality, he was obviously a fun person to be with. What was his personality as well?
Oh, very bubbly and happy, quite affectionate.
Yeah, that's lovely. Okay, what you've got, the start of a dream is often the situation that the dream is addressing. The start of the dream is you're cleaning your house. But when you're cleaning your house in a dream, it usually means that, see, the house often represents yourself. So cleaning the house is often, okay, I've made some changes. I'm sorting things out a bit here. I'm cleaning stuff, maybe putting some of the old stuff by, getting out some new stuff, just making a few changes, brushing up myself and who I am in the world and how I perceive myself. And what I really like is that a lot of toilet dreams upset people. You know, a lot of people go, oh, I was looking for a toilet in the dream and I couldn't find one and it was disgusting. But your dream was much more like, oh, why didn't anyone tell me about this? It's like, it's a dirty toilet. They should just have told me. So it's kind of a sense of, it's no judgment. It's just, you know, speak it plainly as it is. This is something that needs to be dealt with. And you've got that same feeling at the end of the dream, Nina, with your daughter, where, you know, you go to put the top and the skirt on her. But at the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, other little girls would be quite upset about this. But my daughter's just like, hey, this is me, you know.
Yes, and that's true.
That's true of her anyway.
Yeah.
So that's one part of the dream. It's okay, there's this... probably a slightly new change in you because this dream is only 2 days ago where you're cleaning your house. So this is a slightly new change where you're sort of thinking, well, you know, other people may feel concerned about what people think of them or, you know, whether their toilet's dirty or whether they've got their bottom clothes on.
Yeah.
But this is, well, you know, we've just got to look at life how it is and not be concerned about those things. Get on with what we want to do. And you've got that in the middle of the dream too, where you're walking along, just having a really good time walking with your daughter's boyfriend. And for a moment when you go into a shop, there's a feeling of, oh, the shop's got it wrong. You know, we're not an item. We're just...
Yes.
You know, I'm the mother.
Yes.
And so again, that's that sense of it didn't bother you. You put it right. But yeah. There was no sense of, oh, someone's judging or criticising me here. It's just, oh, look, you know, this is the way I lead my life. It's fun. The blue T-shirt, it's spunky. Everything's good. And, you know, anybody that thinks any different, that's your problem, not mine. The thing is, of course, that everyone in a dream also represents something about you. So what this suggests is that in the past, you may have been a little bit critical and judged yourself too harshly, you know, about how you think you should be. But this dream shows that you've cleaned up your act there a bit, especially when you do the toilet as well.
Thank God.
And it's like, you know, this is me. I'm in for fun now. I'm in for spunky fun. And I don't feel vulnerable. I feel finer. Now, the other big symbol there, Nina, is your daughter was 6 in the dream. Is that younger than how old she is now?
Yes.
Yeah. So that 6 is actually symbolic and meaningful. Now, sometimes 6 in a dream can take you back to when you were 6, or it can more likely take you back 6 years. So if you go back 6 years ago, which would be 2003, was that a significant year for you?
I think that's when I started making, a few changes in my life.
Okay, that's great. And that feels to you relevant to what we're talking about here without you having to disclose too much?
No, it feels quite right. Yeah, you're spot on.
Okay. So what you've got there is what's been in your life for 6 years, you've now got to this point of, and because she's come out of school in the dream, it's like, this is something that I've had 6 years learning about. I've come out now and, you know, and I'm ready to do this in the way that feels right to me and feels fun to me. And if anybody's got any problems with that, or if I've got any problems with that, they're gone. How does that sound?
Oh, you know, Jane, you're spot on. You're really spot on. Going back 6 years ago, I where I am at the moment now, and that's exactly how I feel. And it's really interesting that I've dreamt of my daughter. Although, you know, she might not be really my daughter in the dream, might be part of me.
Yeah.
But my daughter, the way that you're describing, like, you know, that just Lara doesn't care about what people think, or, you know, or I don't care about what people think. I think that's what I've learned from my daughter.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, she's like that. This is who I am, Mum. And, you know, I really don't care about what people think. And it doesn't matter what kind of clothes I wear. It doesn't matter. You know, I know I'm a beautiful, I'm a loving, and I'm a bright person. And that has been a big lesson for me to learn.
That's so fantastic. And you know the lovely thing, Nina, it means that rather than set you a slightly complicated dream alchemy practice, you've got it right in front of your eyes there at home. Any time that you may think, oh, I'm not so sure, just look at your daughter and say, well, how would she act in this situation?
Yes,
and you just do the same.
Yes, you know, sometimes our children are our great teachers.
They certainly are, and you've obviously blessed, very blessed there. And Nina, thank you for sharing your dream.
Thank you very much, Jane.
A pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for listening to another edition of The Dream Show. You can find more information about dream interpretation and analysis on my website at www.dream.net.au. And my audiobook, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips, is also an excellent reference that will help you interpret and understand your own dreams, and it's also available from the Lifestyle Pod Network. So for more information, visit my website or lifestylepodnetwork.com for more details. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you next time for The Dream Show.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsite. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsite Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.